Though Pembina Hills has recovered some of the students lost in the 2020-2021 school year, the school division was off of its spring projections by about 3%, according to the September 29 enrollment count presented to trustees at their October 13 meeting. Treasurer Heather Noninga, who presented the enrollment numbers to the board, said trustees had previously gotten an update on enrollment earlier in September, but this update was the more important, as it determines the division's funding. Whichever students we have in those seats on September 29, those are the students we get funding for that year, she said. Overall, the division has a total of 3,522 pre-kindergarten to grade 12 students enrolled in community schools and another 2,234 students enrolled in Vista Virtual School, VVS. The division had originally projected in the spring of 2020 to have 3,551 pre-kindergarten to grade 12 students and 2,375 VVS students, which adds up to a total difference of 29 community school students and 141 VVS students. Even so, it's worth noting that community school enrollment had dropped from 3,776 students in 2019-2020 to 3,314 students in 2020-2021, so the community schools have managed to regain 208 students. "I think that's pretty great," said Noninga. It should be noted that VVS students are not all full-time students. Some of them are just one or several courses via the online program. Board Chair Jennifer Tuaninga asked why some of the schools were showing significant variances, pointing out that RF Staples School in Westlock had projected 665 students and only had 591 students, a difference of 74. Another major variance was at Eleanor Hall School in Clyde, which projected an enrollment of 231 students and ended up with 196. On the flip side, Barhead Elementary School ended up with 21 more students than expected for a total enrollment of 590, while Dunstable School and Busby School had 13 and 12 more students than projected. Noninga said she hadn't really dug into what caused variances at the individual schools, though they had heard anecdotally of a number of students transferring over to St. Mary School in Westlock. It was also suggested that Dunstable had seen a bump from a number of families moving into the area. Looking at a graph that contained Pembina Hills 10-year enrollment numbers for both its community schools and Vista Virtual School, Noninga said the division is reasonably stable. "We're not growing, but we're not overly declining," she said. The 10-year enrollment figures for community schools are a different story, as those numbers are definitely trending downward. Back in 2011-2012, the division's enrollment stood at 4,052 students, a difference of 530. One positive that has come from the COVID-19 pandemic is a migration of urban residents to rural areas as more people are able to work from home, Noninga noted. Kevin Berger, townandcountrytoday.com.